15 minutes, they could speak. You know, there are so many speakers that everybody should get a chance. That is why first, Srimad Rasanand Brahmachari, I am asking him. I'm saying, you are ringing the bell, still he doesn't stop. So what? Even I'm ringing the bell, but he has to stop the topic, what he has started. I have to give him some time. Be liberal. Prasannan, sir. Similarly, By seeing just his eyes, you can understand this person is sad or is he in distress or he is happy. This Radha Kund and Shyam Kund also have been described that they are these two eyes of Giriraj Govardhan. We were hearing today that Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to Sri Vrindavan, he is having darshan, and when he reached Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, how he becomes so absorbed in transcendental emotions. He is the one himself, knows everything, but still, how to, he's showing that we should have darshan of the Braj Mandal under the guidance of Brajavasi. He asked the Brajavasis, where is Shyamakund and Radhakund? They said, we don't know any place like Shyamakund, Radhakund, but there is Kali Khet, Gauri Khet, the Kali field and Gauri field. Then Mahaprabhu took bath in this and performed ashrama and took bath in this. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that time, he, with his lotus mouth, he spoke some glory about Radhakund and Shyamakund. Mahaprabhu said in these words, Radhakund and Shyamakund, Radha and Krishna both, they perform their water pastimes. And that is why there are five special pastimes have been described there. Very rarely we see these pastimes somewhere else being performed. One is Jal Krida, the water pastime. Second pastime, Nauka Vihar, the boat pastime. Third, there he performs his Jula, the string pastime. And also Kunjalila and Adupan also drinking the divine transcendental honey wine. He has performed all these pastimes. It is also described further in Mahaprabhu's words. If suppose somebody with full of bhakti takes bath, what is the result of him or her taking bath there? He definitely gets direct Radha Prem, Krishna Prem. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is decided by Mahaprabhu. He has advocated these words. He has described when Radha Rani used to be in Maan sometimes. That time, Krishna himself, where Raghunath Swami sang in his words, when sometimes Radharani was in Maan, that time Krishna himself, Shyam Sundar himself, to please appease Radharani, three times he used to take bath. And he chanted Radharani's mantra. Krishna himself is chanting. And that is why Krishna also to please Radharani in that place where he used to take bath. And what to speak about ordinary people. Also, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that he's describing this kund is Mahaprabhu is chanting this shloka that where Radha Priyam Kundam Priyam Tukha Sarva Gopa Isteveka. This shloka he is describing that the way Radharani is dear to Bhagwan, similarly dear to Bhagwan himself, this kund also. Why? Because this kund, they are present here, manifested as pawns in these two places, Radha and Krishna. When Krishna kund came into being, then he, Radharani also manifested this Radha kund. Then Yoga Maya, he gave order to Vrinda Devi that, oh Vrinde, decorate this place in a very beautiful manner, unprecedented manner, that this should become the topmost place, topmost platform, pastime place of Radha and Krishna. By the order of Yoga Maya, Vrinda Devi, she decorated this place with very beautiful kund, Ashta Safis have different for each of them. Ashta Safas have different kunjas. It is described that some kunj is only made up of flowers, some kunj is only made up of leaves. So beautiful these kunj. Some kunj is like the lightning, bluish color. Some are like green color. Some are white. Like this, Radha Kunj. If there was such kunj, if you enter inside this kunj, the kunj's color would also be similar to your color. Suppose somebody comes nearby, if he peeps inside the through the door, he cannot see. Why? Because he was like invisible inside. And around all the kunja, he also made four beautiful swings. When the divine couple, Yulan Kala Ghat is also there. When they are swinging in the swing, that time their reflection would fall in the water. And there are four types of lotus flowers are described growing there. Where red, green, white, red, all these flowers are there. Rajans, the royal swan, used to go wander in these ponds. And the steps were full of jewels. The Kavi Karanpur is describing that such beautiful are these staircases, impossible to describe. Anand Manjari Kunj is also there, right in the middle. Like in this very beautiful manner, the Shama Kunj and Radha Kunj have been decorated in a very divine, transcendental manner. Vrinda Devi has decorated this place. And very many different flowers. There are very beautiful birds there, very different type of birds are there. They're performing, they're singing pastime. They're singing so beautifully, so sweetly. The beloved, the divine couple also, they used to enjoy the singing of the birds. That's why Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, they are not Kund. They are Radha and Krishna directly themselves. As fonts, they have manifested themselves. All the holy places that there are on this planet, they are in combined form, they are present here. That's why Raghunatha Swami is describing the glories of Kunda. He sang these words. He sang. Sri Vrindavan is the topmost holy place. And even superior to Vrindavan, Bhagavan Govardhan, that is more superior. And Rasasthali, where he performs Rasarans, is more superior. Although they are very superior, all these places, but Radha Kund and Shyam Kund's glory is so high, that these glories, all the holy places of this planet, they fade. Their glory stayed in front of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund's glory. Why? Because Sankal and Pasra, according to Sankal and Pasra, this place is the topmost. What is this Khan, the place? Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. Kal's time, what pastime was performed there, where the sweet pastimes, Madhyan, the afternoon pastimes, how Krishna has gone to graze the cows. And there's this, with whom he used to perform these pastimes. Only the Swapaksha Gopi, the gopis who were in similar mood to Radharani. The one performed these pastimes. Sometimes it is described, somebody says, Surya Kund could be the topmost place. But there also, they are performing their sweet, sweet pastimes. But Maharaj is, the philosophy behind this is, it's Radha Kund and Shyam Kund is topmost, most superior to all other places. Why? Because sometimes Jatil and Kutla can come to these places in Surya Kund. But Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, it is protected fully by Yoga Maya, where Jatila and Kutila can never enter this place. That is why, in very carefree manner, in complete freedom, they can perform their loving amorous pastimes. That's why Maharaj is also describing somebody, Prem Sarovar, they are saying this is to be the topmost place, because Madanakhna Mahabhav is manifested, this mood is manifested in that place. But Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, Madanakhna Mahabhav, Radha Kund, is always present in this mode, Nirajan and Shankar. And she is Swadhin Bhatrika. Swadhin Bhatrika means where Krishna is completely subordinate to Radharani. According to the orders of Radharani, he performs all his tasks. From all angles, Radhakund and Shyamakund should be considered to be the topmost place. That's why Sri Raghunath Das Gopal is saying, in his prayer, he is saying, he is worshipping Radhakund and Shyamakund in different words, considering Radhakund to be Radhakund, Radharani herself. He is saying in these words, oh Radhakund, he says, you, in your hearing, that Raghunath Das Goswami in Braj, and he comes at Radhakund, that time, one by one, Mahaprabhu's associates have are disappearing. That time, Raghunath Das Goswami, he becomes so eager, so anxious he becomes that this topmost place of Radhakund, where Giriraj, it looks like a snake, a python's mouth to be, and Yamuna river seems to be biting him, very burning for him. Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, hey Radhakund, you are very, very dear to Krishna. You be merciful that somehow I should get shelter at your lotus feet, where Radha and Krishna have performed their different pastimes, loving pastimes they have performed. That's why, oh Radhakund, Shyamakund, please, you give me a residence at your lotus feet. Because Radhakund and Shyamakund are Radha and Krishna themselves. That is why, without Radharani's mercy, sometimes Vrinda Devi, when she is coming once, you know, was asked, where are you coming from, Radharani? From Radhakund, Shyamakund. What did you see? I saw Krishna. What was he doing? Oh, he was dancing. Dancing? Who is the guru who is teaching him? Radhakund and Shyamakund, the leaves and creepers, he is considering this to be your form, your sarup. He is learning dance from these leaves and creepers. Means each and every leaf and every creeper of Radhakund, it is totally absorbed in Radharani's bhav. And Shyamasundar sees all around leaves and creepers as Radharani Swarup. That is why in all views, in all angles, wherever, however we analyze, we can see that the space is completely overflooded with Radharani and Krishna's frame. Today, under the guidance of Srila Gurudev, we reached that place. We must consider that we are very, very fortunate. All this Harikatha, whatever I have spoken here, Gurudev has spoken in so many different times. I have just repeated, I have tried to repeat those words. This is Gurudev's blessing. It's a special mercy that we are going in other Gaudiya Math about these topics. Nobody knows anything. They also say, we should not speak about Radharani. Our Guru Varg has said, we should not discuss this thing. Guru Varg has said, but they have also given a qualified person. This is his special mercy that this Rasmai, this Premamai, and all full of Siddhant, philosophical truth, deep philosophical truth. We are hearing this deep philosophical truth about Radharani. Must understand this is very special mercy of Gurudev. We are very fortunate. Guru and Vaishnavas are eternal. We are praying to Bhagavan that if he gives a birth sometime, somewhere, only under the guidance of such rustic Vaishnavas, pure devotees. And may be able to hear all these parts. Thank you, Sadhguru Devotee. Thank you.
Under the guidance of Vaishnava, everyone knew Radha. because you can only really develop them when you achieve perfection. But today we have a chance to say Bhakti Radhakund, beginning of Gaudiya Radhakund. And Radhakund is so glorious, but so rarely attained. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami, in Sri Rupa Goswami, he says, that place is really achieved even more Brahma, even more Lord Shiva. What to speak of any demigods, Radhakund is really achieved even more Sri Krishna himself. And what you speak of being Ravishi by the demigods, Radhakund's Ravishi is by Sri Krishna. Therefore, sometimes in separation from Srimati Radhika, then Krishna himself takes shelter of Radhakund. And when he takes bath there, he says, I have dropped the embrace of Srimati Radhika. That time Krishna also chants his Gayatri, of which Srimati Radhika is the worshipful deity. Gurudev participated when Krishna is chanting his mantra, the Gopi Natchasaji, oh Krishna, stretch your back, hey Krishna, concentrate properly, otherwise how do you get the seed? The Vishnudev of the mantra. Srimati Radhika, nothing is left. The whole Jatyam Satchat is around the Vajuri. Yatyapu is the Pura Kamehra, Anuradhu, Vedikati. Kim Dharmay, Kim Surugane, Kim Chalishen, Kim Shama, Priyan and all, these are very few. How can you be described? If I can get the service of the daughter of Sri Krishna Bhagavata, you will be complete in order to do that towards Krishna. And Kim Dharmay, what need of following any type of Varanashram Dharma? Kim Surugane, what to speak of the worship of the demigods, or every religion? Kim Chalishen, we don't even need the service of the Supreme Lord Nami Godhead. We somehow can get the service of the Pujas of Srimati Radhika. The her Pujas and her class are very difficult to achieve. Every morning we think that our Kareem Sriyamam Vipassanasya Bhajanam, that is even devotees like Brahma, like Lord Shiva, are also praying for the merciful grants of Srimati Radhika. But how will we get the mercy of Srimati Radhika? Today we went to Radhakund. Siddhanta Sri Kapha says, it's true one can achieve friend by taking baths in Radhakund one. But what type of bath? That means once you take Apapristan, transcendental bath, with one apakar deha, one transcendental body, in transcendental Radhakund. If one can manage that, then one achieves friend very easily. Therefore today, speaking for my miserable self, I went there to Radhakund, did not say anything. I remember when she became my one time when living there. And I thought I was very happy and I got fire. What are you thinking here at Radhakund, the highest place? And my thinking, I cannot understand anything about this place. So, how we can understand the glory of Radhakund? We can understand the glory of Radhakund by hearing from the mouth of that sadhu who always has dash from the dham. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said, when we come to Vrindavan Dham, don't waste your time looking at the quasi-spiritual sadhu or the quasi-spiritual landscape of the Dham. Instead, you should give your full attention to the sadhu who reveals the Dham to his Hanikata. Therefore, that person who takes shelter of Radharani's spirit and spirit, that person can enter Radhakund. Otherwise, none. Even Krishna cannot enter Radhakund without the mercy of human life. Therefore, what to speak of our miserable self. Therefore, today, try to remember the accessory, the glory of my Radhakund. Even shares can ring in the mouth. You cannot even describe one thing. Not to the soul of Radhakund. Then my friend, Ray, I'm Guru Raja. Without the mercy of Guru Raja, no one can have entrance to Radhakund. Without the mercy of against that Guru Raja, you're living in Radhakund? No. But it sounds like when you say they're living in hell. Today I say, show them to be a Guru there. I think one day, when you saw the field, you
And it is by her
because she is the very embodiment of Krishna's Nandini Shakti, through which Krishna enjoys transcendental pleasure through his transcendental perception. So she is the embodiment of the highest development of this Nandini Shakti potency, which is called Mahabhav. Therefore, she is called Mahabhav Swarupini. So, Srimati Radhika plays the role of extracting unlimited rasa from Sri Krishna and also distributing it outwardly, outside, in all directions. Therefore, as stated in the Pada Purana, this place where Srimati Radhika has her own kunda, her own transcendental breathing place, this place is not different than Srimati Radhika herself. Yadaha Priyam Vishnu, Tasya Kundam Priyam Nada, Sarvago Vokishu Saivaika Vishnu Antanta Bhagavata. She, Radha Kunda, is not different than Srimati Radhika, who is the Atyanta Bhagavata, the most dearly beloved of Sri Krishna. So to understand that Radha Kunda, we have to refer to Sri Upadeshamrita, Sri Rupa Goswami. Because Rupa Goswami, he is describing the gradual comparative analysis of all places within the entire creation and of all devotees within the entire creation. And there he describes Karim Yak Paito Hare Priyatayas Yaktim Yayur Yadina Devyo Yad Vibhut Bhakti Parama Premai Kadishta Sutta. So, in the material world, there are so many living beings who are in the level of karma, karmitya. They are performing only ordinary pious and pious activities. But more dear to Sri Krishna than those are the jnanis, because the jnanis, they have now sacrificed a little bit to understand their connection with the Absolute Reality. Among the jnanis, there are the bhaktas, who now have accepted the path of eternal devotion, and they have given up the land of exploitation and renunciation both. Now they have entered into the land of dedication. Amongst those personalities, top most amongst them are the Rajagopis, because they're completely dependent upon Krishna. They're completely maintained at every moment by their vision of Krishna. And top most amongst them is Srimati Radhika, because she is the very embodiment of Krishna's name. So Srimati Radhika, her kunda is as worshipable as she herself is. And in that, in the worship of that transcendental kunda, all the Vaishnavas are taking shelter. Who, Sri Rupa Goswami asks the question, who is there that is intelligent, that is actually able to discriminate properly? Who will not take shelter there? So in this Rupa Rupa Gurubharata, Prachasya Mundibir Avitas, Tatra Yeva Yadayi, Yat Preshtar Aviyalam Asulabam Jim Puran Bhakti Bhajam, of all the delightful objects of Sri Krishna's transcendental enjoyment, Srimati Radhika reigns supreme. Pranaya Vasati, she is the object of his transcendental affection. And similarly, your kundan is like this. Therefore, even the greatest of all sages, like Narada, like Uddhava, they're begging that they can take birth nearby to that place and worship that place. Just like the Pandavas even, they're putting austerities on the banks of Radha Kunda in the form of trees. So this place is beyond our mental inspection, and therefore the only way that we can enter this region is through the process of anugatya, only by following in the footsteps of the Rupa Rupa Vaishnavas, who have entered within their heart of hearts, they are fully absorbed 24 hours daily in the eternal pastimes of Radha Krishna and their eightfold daily pastimes, Ashtakali and Shiva. They are actually taking out there in their eternal Siddha Swarupa. They are bathing in Radha Krishna and they are assisting there, as we are hearing every day in our Purvastaka prayers. They put to you know Rati Kelly Sitya, Yayan Piju Tira Dekshaniya, Tatrani Naksha, Vasti Padma Vasya, but they gross each other out of it. Because Sri Guru, he is the most, dearmost, Haliyadasi, main servant of Srimati Radhika, and he is assisting Srimati Radhika in giving absolute pleasure to Sri Krishna. And the highest place where they are performing these wonderful sevas for the enjoyment of Sri Krishna and Sri Radha Krishna. Therefore, that place is to be worshipped by us, not simply try to intrude by our inspection of our mind and senses, but we must serve that place. And serving that place means to serve the Rupa Rupa Vaishnava. Without serving them, there is no possibility of entering. Otherwise, they become kunchuri. They become kundali, thinking that they will enter Radha Kunda and they will suddenly grab this as their own property. So, under the guidance of our Sri Gurudev and Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga, we are very fortunate.
What is it? What is this? Is it?
Highest of all places, Sri Radha Kunda, and to be able to hear about the glories of this transcendental place. And that's told by Sri Rasananda Prabhu, Sri Gurudev. He is revealing the glory of Srimati Radhika, transcendental loving pastime with Sri Krishna to the entire world. He is bringing this to manifesting in the hearts of all the Vaishnavas throughout the world. So if we follow in his footsteps and take shelter of his lotus feet, then one day we will find ourselves serving the lotus feet of Radha Krishna on the banks of Radha Krishna.
Thank you.
और सुबह खुद इस मुहूर्त में हो रहा
है सारे जिंदगी
काफी उचित सही श्रीमती राधारानी ऊर्जा प्रपात समूह
We have been following Urja Vrat
and
the guidance of Guru and Vaishnava. We are performing Guru Parikram. We have also attended Raja Vrathan. And by his very supreme mercy, he is described Rava Tuna. And it's glorious. The various speakers are described the glorious of Rava
Tuna.
It is described that Radha Kund as well as Radharani herself are non-different from each other. We are very rare Radha Kund. Even the very high name God, they have prayed thousands of years, but still they have got entrance into Radha Kund. Ramaji, please, for 60,000 years I have been performing austerities, but I have not been able to realize Radha Tattva. Ramanand Saraswati God also is describing his writing in his book that Narad, they were very, very big, stately person. They want to have Dakshin of Shama Sundar, Radha Krishna, they want to have Dakshin, but still they cannot achieve this. Their desire. What to speak, how to speak about the glories of Radha Rani. Even Krishna is controlled by her. And I am offering obeisance and respects to the dust of that lotus feet again and again. Ramanand Saraswati Pad, he has in very humble mood he described of Radha Krishna. He said, this is not something ordinary, this is Radha Krishna. Even the demigods have not been able to describe it. But today, Gurudev has described the glories of Radha Krishna and the various Vaishnavas have spoken very beautifully about Radha Krishna's glories. If you understand Krishna Tattva, then maybe you can understand a bit about Krishna Tattva. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha, Satchidananda, Satchakti, Saru is Saru Sakti, the internal potency.
Krishna,
Rabbani, who is supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. In this shloka, he is describing three conditions that he is warning us that if you want to achieve Radharani's frame, if you want to understand her frame, then you must certainly follow these. You must understand this tattva. It is the very, very deep emotions of Radharani, deep tattva of Radharani. You must try to understand. Don't ignore Harikatha. And Sutta Goswami Pad is saying to another Buddhist person, he's saying, Radharani says, describing here, it is said that the source of all incarnation is Krishna. Radha Tattva. He is speaking the Radha Tattva. He is giving one is an exalted position of Radha Rani through his own realization. And he came as Krishna and God Hari to face these very moods and these very emotions of Radha Rani.
Krishna Pranaya Vipriti Ladini Shakti Maharaj. Krishna is Satchitananda Vigraha, the embodiment of his serenity, consciousness, and his bliss. And his Vatini Shakti, the bliss aspect of Sri Krishna, is manifest outwardly as Srimati Radhika. Vatini Rasakre, Prema Sarvaha, Mahavat Paramahasta, Yama Sapha, Mahabhava Swarupa Sri, Rahma Pahyari, Saragaruna Khani, Krishna Karta Shirohani. The essence of Vatini Shakti, Krishna's special potency, is called Prema. And the essence of Prema is called Bhava. And the essence of Bhava is called Mahabhava. And the embodiment of that Mahabhava is called Radha Thakurani. Just as one may make a doll out of sugar, make a sweet in the shape of a woman. So his sugar doll is sugar, the inside, outside, top, bottom, everywhere, only sugar, sugar, and sugar. So in the same way, Srimati Radhika is only Mahabhava. So he makes a doll, inside, outside, everywhere. She is the embodiment of the so-called love of Sri Krishna. Radha Krishna Anitisada, Ekari Guru, Lila Rasa Ashwajite, Hare Guru. Radha and Krishna, actually, they are one, but they are two forms, only in the sake of experiencing Prema Rasa. So, Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shakti, Duryabhu Pegnai Shastra Kaman. Radhika is Purna Shakti, the complete potency of Sri Krishna. Without Radhika, Krishna cannot do anything. And Sri Krishna is the Purna Shakti man. Only he desires, and all of those desires that will be by Srimati Radhika. There is no difference between the two of them. So, it is explained in the Shastra, Devi Krishna Mayi Prakta Radhika Paradevata. Radhika is called Devi. What does it mean? Devi Kavi Yodamana Parama Sundari Chimpa Krishna Puja Kida Bhutati Nagari. Devi means who is Yodamana, supremely devoted and Paramasundari, the most beautiful, and especially it means that she is the playground of Krishna, the place where Sri Krishna plays, and the place of Sri Krishna's puja. She is also worshipful for Sri Krishna. Devi Krishna Mayi Prakta, Radhika Gopal Krishna Mayi. Krishna Mayi Yaha Krishna, Antare Vipare. Yaha Yaha Netra Pare Taha Krishna Pare. Radhika is called Krishna Mayi. Because inside and outside she sees only Krishna. Wherever her eyes go, there she sees the Krishna. That's why the power of her brain, she overpowers the heart of Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna also sees Srimati Radhika everywhere. So, I want to take the reverence of the question of today. Which is called Rasananda Prabhu. He has a very beautiful description of the glory of Sri Radha Kund. Of all the places in Rasananda, this Radha Kund is topmost. The sweetness of Radha Kund is so incomparable that the collective sweetness of all the places in Rasananda together can be equal to the sweetness of one strip of dust on the bank of Radha Kund. And why is that? Because Sri Radhika is Radha Abhinasuru. It is not different from Radhika himself. As Radhika is the Sarvaguna Khani, the deep mind of all transcendent qualities. So Radha Guru is also the deep mind of all transcendent qualities. What a beautiful place. This place is surrounded by so many bathing gaps and steps and trees in pairs of the number. Bakul, Mango, and Champa, with swings on all sides,
Hare Krishna, and a beautiful platform made of jewels and crystal. And when the sun shines, they are shimmering, and it is very difficult to understand which is land and which is water. Even the birds fly overhead. They fly down to land in the water and go slipping across the jewel. It has to go to the water. Very beautiful place. And then the sweet pastime of Radha Krishna takes place. When Sri Krishna arrives at Radhapuri, we have learned that we see Radhika everywhere. But practically, how is it so? When Sri Krishna feels the breezes of Radhapuri, then those breezes, they are to him exactly like the sighing of Srimati Radhika. When Sri Krishna takes the fragrance of Radhapuri, all flowers, it is like the fragrance of Srimati Radhika. When Sri Krishna sees the Chakravaka bird playing in the water of Radhapuri, it's like the body of Srimati Radhika. When they splash the water and the white foam comes, it appears to Krishna like the pearl necklace around the neck of Srimati Radhika. When the lotus flowers come out from the water, it is like the lotus hands of Radharani in Jiva Pinch's bar, stopping Krishna from touching him. So when Sri Krishna sees Radhapuri, he becomes overwhelmed. The swanies on Radhapuri sing a beautiful song, and to Krishna, it is the ample bells of Radhika. When the cuckoos are singing, it is the voice of Radhika. And Krishna becomes completely bewildered. Seeing Sri Krishna in this bewildered state, where in the day he could be went to the lotus feet of Radhika. Radhika asks, "Come, husband, day, Priyata Sihare, how the Mulak Puta is going? Oh, Brinda, where are you coming from?" She said, "From the lotus feet of Hari, Utaso, where is he?" "Kundarane, oh, he is in the forest of the bank of your Kuli." Radhika asked, "Kimi ha Kunte, what is he doing there?" Brinda Dev replied, "Yes, the Shiksham, he is taking dancing lessons." "Really?" Radhika became curious. "Guru Kaha, who is his dancing teacher?" Brinda Dev said, "From Tam Murti, Pati Karudasa, this is the Shiksh Purantin, and Shiva, Ramati Haribo, Nata and Sita Pacha." "Oh, Radhika, his dancing teacher is your beauty, your image, revealing itself in every leaf, in every tree, and every creeper of Radhapuri. Just like a puppeteer moves the strings and makes a puppet dance. So similarly, your image is like a puppeteer making Krishna's dance, but the bank of Radhapuri." So when Krishna Sakhi spoke to Radhika, she said, "I don't believe you. I think he's dancing behind the image of Padmanabhi. I know that's Krishna." Radhika looks and saw one deer, male deer, Suranga. "Look at this Suranga. Suranga has a contour. The name is Nandini. But what is this deer doing? Going after other deer? Why? Because there's bad association. Krishna's deer. Look at this peacock. Dominic Mandavik has a contour. But this peacock is going after other females. Why? Bad association. The association of Sri Krishna. So because of praying, Sri Krishna is seeing Radhika everywhere and dancing behind her, completely devoted to her. And because of Radhika's praying, she's seeing everywhere, is reminding her of Krishna. But because of her Bhavya Bhav, it is reminding her that there is magic going to be with someone else. These beautiful pastimes take place at Sri Radhakund. Ujjipad Ratananda Kund describes how Radhakund is superior to Surya Kund. Why? Because Aksurikun, some Vijatya, some who are against the meeting of Radha Krishna, like Vijila and Kutila, then they go there, or some Sakti from some other group. But yourself, Radhakund is protected by Yoga Maya. But what does it mean that Radhakund is protected by Yoga Maya? For a Nandi Devi, she's Yoga Maya for all us, the Santa Sakti, the Soya, and Sangadhyaya. But Brinda Devi, she's Yoga Maya, exclusively in Surya Rasa. So at Radhapuri, there are two paths. One goes from Radhapuri in the direction of Gauri Jirka, and the other one goes from Radhapuri
in the direction of the ghetto where Sri Krishna raised, takes the colorful phrases. So Brinda's Saki herself, being the overmind and protecting Radha Kuni, she sends one gopi to the path that leads to Gauri Tirtha and tells her, if any Saki of Chandravati will wander this way, you should tell them lies and cheat her and make them go away. And to another gopi, she says, go and stand on the other path that goes to Gopa. And if any cow is going one of his men, also you can cheat them, and send them the other way. In this way, practically, Brinda Devi, Prabhupada, is protecting the Radha Kuni from the entrance of anyone, except for Radhika and her consciousness. Here at Radha Kuni, the speciality is that Radhika is Swadhin Vartika. Swadhin Vartika. But Sakshi is his name. So Radhika has many modes of heroin. But the highest and best mood for being Vatika, it means the heroine who finds the love, brings her beloved completely under her control wherever she will go. He will follow like a shadow and she will give orders to him. So Radhika will order Krishna, oh Krishna, you should do my decoration. Do my decoration. Put the cosmetic on my eyes, make pictures with Kasturi on my body. It seems that Radhika is very like controller, but actually this is her very high level of training. In her meeting with Krishna, she is saying, Krishna Mayata, she feels I am one with Krishna. But now if anyone else decorates me, these decorations will not be Krishna. Therefore Krishna himself, his heart should melt and become the Kasturi on my eyes. Krishna himself being Shyam Sunda should melt and become the Shyam color, the Suri, and become the vengeance on my body. So these are some of the very elevated beautiful moods of Mahabharata present in Radha Kuni. I don't have no qualifications to hear, remember, or speak any of these things. But under the guidance and shelter of the Lord of Sri Gurudev and Lord of Gurudev, I have done so. So if I have made any mistakes, please forgive me. And if that's anything that was correct, it was by the Master Shiva Gurudev.
Ah! Thank you. In all the three words, the earth is for
where renowned harm is present.
And
amongst them also, all auspicious, most fortunate gopis are most fortunate. Among all those gopis is the most superior, where Radharani is present. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ji is saying, I am residing in Braj. If you are not there, my Raj and this Brajvas also will be useless. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the Rasraj himself, and Radhaji, Mahabharata Haladini Sarupa. Who can make him face Singharas? One and only one, Vishwavani Radhani, Vishwavani
Radhani.
Other gopis, Lakshmi Singhs are there. They are expert in Singharas, all of them.
So
they, she is complete in the meeting of assembly, they gave a very nice description that wherever Ras is described in all the scriptures, all the poets can describe Shingar Ras. But Shingar Ras and Mahabharata, both, if you combine, where is the present? Combination of only Sri Rupa Goswami Pada's. Describe. So, Radhaji, Mahabhav Swarupi, for 20 years, the embodiment of Rasran, of Shingara. He has made himself Unnat Udwal Ras, who is described as Shyam Sundar, Brahman and Krishna, and what kind of rush that is which he is making him say? That rush is Brahman, Sai Bhav, Alamban, Udipa, Vibhav, Anubhav, all of these, Sari and all of them combined together, then the astonishing work of rush is manifest. Ram, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, they keep on increasing in this sequence and seeing the astonishing and astonishing work of Mahabhav, Krishna himself is astonished. Rule, Adhiru, more than, crossing all these frame rivers, etc., whatever the astonishing moves that are present, Radhaji, is not present in anybody else. That is why Sri Rupa Goswami Bhad, he has said, Mahabhav. Qualities in frame, she is the topmost, most superior. Other gopis are there. The queens are there. Lakshmis are there. Yes, they are. Everybody. Just now, Madhav Maharaj, we were discussing with him that because he decorated him, he became Sadhana Vartika. That Narayan is decorating Lakshmi or no? Bhagavatam, it is described that Lakshmi Devi is residing on his chest. He is serving Narayan. The Krishna person is very fortunate. He is proud in this. At the time of bathing in various ponds or rivers, Lakshmi is remembering, meditating on Narayan, and she is very proud of her fortune. It is described in some places. Sadhana is only that who is then all, amongst all the yogis, amongst all the potencies, who is topmost. There is something about Radha that Now, the she is nobody else can be. All you are, somebody is a well or a pond, somebody a lake. Maybe a well. There is water in the well. There is water in the lake also. A pond also, but it cannot be an ocean. An ocean. It's completely mixed. Cannot compare an ocean with a lake or a pond or a well. Similarly, these bhavs, there are bhavs in this place also, which is the ocean of Mahabhava. All the Radharani is the ocean of Mahabhava. That is why Mahabhava is also described. She is the personification of Anand Chinmay. She is the topmost among all of them also. Is she in what form? Our acharyas are describing that Mahabhava Sarupa, Hanadini Sarupa, Sachidanand Sarupa. Our aim, what is our body is about sky, earth and such. But what is Krishna's form? Made of all? Krishna's form is how? Sachidanand Vigraha. Female, like in the ordinary world. She is present as Krishna, okay. In Krishna. And Krishna, Aladini Sarupa, she has no material body. This transcendental body is divine transcendental body. Only Sarupa called Ananda, Akhand Rasa Vallabha. In Charitamrita, this is described. We only want to serve you the way you are serving, want to only help you. That's why in this world, but if you see she is the Sarupa of Bhav. This is the Srimati Radhaji. When she is giving joy to Krishna, that's why her Sarupa is Mahabhava. Saying this way, my all of our speakers today, Shriman Rasananda Machari, Shriman Padmana Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Shriman Prem Prayojan, and in the end, Peach Maharaj, very beautifully, they have described Radha's Sarup, Radhika's Sarup, and Radha's Kunt Sarup. They have described. I am very happy that very beautifully, in a very short time, they have been able to describe such high topics. Tomorrow, all these speakers should be ready.
All speakers.
निकल संध्या की जहां नाम में जाए प्रेशर काम विथ प्रिपरेशन अबाउट राधा कृष्ण एंड राधा करुणी राधा करुण I will tell any of happy ones to speak about that. Very close. So tell me. Nobody really loves.
Is this day? After so many days, 17 days. 17.
Tomorrow is the rest. But Hari Prasad is most that then go rest. देवी कृष्णमयी प्रोक्ता राधिका फल देवता सर्वलक्ष्मी मयी प्रोक्ता श्री सौमी शिव पंते कृष्ण बट राधिका वॉज द टेम्पल ऑफ कृष्ण हाउस Radhika is Paradevata. You have heard that anyone has told Abhagavankura. You know? Abhagavankura, that is Krishna. He can be three times born. And speaking of the Radha Kunda, his meditating mantra of Srimati Radhika, O Radhika, you pray to be a Satsang. So, Padmevata, a part of Lakshmi Vaini, Lakshmi, Rukmini Shakta Mama, more than other movies, Chandravali even, more than Lalita Vitara, this will be clear to all Rajas. Sarvakarmati, Sambhodini Parah. Sambhodini Parah hai.
What means Sambhodini Parah? That she can even bewilder Krishna. She can even attract Krishna. She can attract his mind. That is why Hare.
Hare
means
to take off. Might have given. And that is statistic of the Krishna's he can take the heart of Krishna's control. No anyone can. The Sarvashakti. Some more. And although Radha Krishna Pranay Vikrati Vladani Shakti. Koi Radhika, Radha Krishna, Pranay Vikrati. Their love and affection is the mightiest dog. Then, it is then Pranay come. And that Pranay is so much in the Vikrati. I see you call when they are combined, Krishnamati can be met and all is the Yaya, Srimati Radhika. So, Radhika is one thing. So, Radhika, Kajadira, I am always trusting you. And for the new Vedanta Radha or Vinsha Vedanta, Shmarani Radha, oh, that Radhika is smiting. Seeing the face of Krishna, oh, very faithful she is smiting. And always remember that. And then Vedanta Radha, Vedanta Radha, oh, Radhika is so praying. God is particular. Oh,
Yesterday, the Ramakrishna are being asked to be